Hi everyone, and welcome to this full tutorial for the Warcry Iron Golems. In particular, we're concentrating on the Dominar miniature, but this can be rolled out right the way across any of the Iron Golems. All the principles are the same. We're going to concentrate on everything, really. Every aspect of the character itself, from the flesh through to the armour, through to the, you know, the little bits and bobs as well. So it's a nice in-depth one. Stick with us. Try and work your way through it at your own pace, and yeah, just enjoy. Step one. So we're going to prime the miniature in black, and then we're going to begin by base coating all of the flesh areas first. This we're really going to do to make sure that we don't miss any, and we want to get a solid colour on there before we start base coating all the other areas of the model. So it just gives us an idea, gives us guidelines of where we're going to work, and a better idea of the overall finish of the flesh once we've got it layered. So to do this, we're going to be using Citadel Screaming Skull. You'll notice that this is quite a thin paint anyway, so what you'll need to do is you'll need to use a couple of thinned layers, nice and thin, just keep brushing it on, dry it if you need to with the hairdryer, and once you've got a consistent colour all the way across the flesh, then that's fine. Once that is dry, we're going to wash the skin with a 50-50 mix of Agrax Earthshade and water. Now, it's a very subtle shade. You don't really notice it that much when it's on. But against the bright colour, it's going to work. So the skin's fairly light. The shade is just enough to do what we're looking for, basically. So wash that right across all of the skin areas. Step two, and we want to start base coating our metallics at this point. Now, the Iron Golems are covered in armour plating, plate mail, chain mail, there's all sorts. So, firstly, what we're going to do is we're going to go across all the armour panels that we eventually want to paint in that metallic red colour, and we're going to give them all a base coat of Citadel Balthazar Gold. Again, please thin it and base it a couple of times just to make sure that you do have consistent colour on there. Once that Balthazar Gold is dry, straight away, you can go into washing it with Agrax Earthshade. And that's going to add depth to the recessed areas, but it's also going to dull the metal down as well. Make sure you give it plenty of time to dry once you've added that. Now, next, we're going to pick out the silver elements. So you've got things like your chainmail, your weapons parts, your chains, any other little bits and bobs that you want in silver. And we're going to use Citadel Lead Belcher for that. And again, a couple of thin coats is perfect with this, because one thin coat is just a bit too washy. You can still see some of the black base coat through it. So a couple of good layers, plenty of time to dry. Just be patient with it and take your time. Once that Citadel Lead Belcher is dry, wash all of the silver areas with Nuln Oil. And again, just give that plenty of time to dry before you attempt to do anything else to it. Okay, step three. The final base colour that we're going to add is going to be on the weapon grips. So like the wraps that are leather or whatever they might be, just around the weapon handles. We're going to use for this, we're going to do Citadel Rust Grey. Once that's dry, that colour should go on lovely, by the way. You won't have any problems with that. Once that's dry, we're going to wash those in Nuln Oil to darken them and add a lot of depth to the gaps in between the grips. Now, once you've completed that and you've base coated those weapons grips in rust grey, all the other areas of the miniature should be base coated and shaded where necessary. So after that step, we're pretty much ready to move on to starting to layer and highlight. Step four. Now we're going to start painting all of the areas of the armour that we want in that iconic red colour from the box art. It does look really nice, that sort of metallic colour underneath and that shiny red on top. And to do this, we're going to be doing the same as the Citadel method, the Games Workshop method for this armour, and we're going to be using the Citadel Flesh Terrors Red Contrast Paint. Now, when you're applying this, just make sure you're applying it quite generously with your brush. It is like a super thick wash. If you've not used it before, it might be quite strange putting it on, so have a little practice with it beforehand, but it should be fine. I mean, once you've brushed this on, it dries lovely and smooth. It's really easy to deal with, so one thing you need to pay attention to when you're brushing this on, throughout the Iron Golem's range, there's quite a lot of scratches, indentations, and battle damage on the armour. Now, if you put this on too thick,
what you're going to do is you're going to obscure all of these details that you can highlight in future to add more detail to the model. So be really careful that you're not just slopping it on and blocking these details out on the armor. Try and leave the recesses and things clear of the contrast paint. What we're going to do then, once that's dry, is we're going to move on to highlighting it. Step five. Now, keeping to the armor, we're going to start to edge highlight all of the armor panels and the trim. And this will really start to bring the armor to life, make it stand out and brighten it up, give it a bit more intensity and frame that work that you've done so far. So to do this, we're going to use Citadel Sycorax Bronze. When you're doing this, you need to remember every aspect. So you're looking for leg armor, arms, things on the knuckles, hands, body, head, chest, back. There's so many little bits and bobs that unless you take your time, you will miss something. So there's also things like the round plate mail, another decoration attached to the armor that looks like little coins. So again, you want to bronze those up and brighten them massively. So once you've done that, we'll move on to the next stage. Step six. Now we're going to move on to highlighting all of the silver areas on the model. And to do this, we're going to be using two different techniques. We'll be either edge highlighting or we'll be layering, dependent on the part that you're actually going on. So just use your common sense when you're doing this. If you just want to catch the edge, edge highlight. If you've got a spike poking out, for example, then just layer that with the bright silver. Now, the silver we're going to use is Citadel Stormhost Silver. What also works really well, and I want you to bear this in mind, is to add a super thin edge highlight of this to some of the panels that you just highlighted using Sycorax Bronze. Now, it adds an extra element of detail to the armor, and it looks great. So on worn armor, when you've got that sort of transition between a bronze and a silver edge highlight, it really does intensify it, and it sort of looks as if it's catching the light more as well. So that edge highlight of Stormhost Silver, be really careful, as you did before, take your time. If you are edge highlighting, get that really fine tip on the brush and be very careful about how you place it. Now, once you've done that and to pretty much finish off the armor that we've done, in selected areas, what we're going to do is we're going to add a bit of verdigris to the bronze that we've already painted earlier. Now, you can refer to the box art and just copy where you've seen this on the models. Just makes your life easier so that you don't end up overdoing it. But to do this, we're going to use Citadel Nylac Oxide. And again, a fine tip on your brush. And we want you to neatly pick out things like the scratches and the damage that are on the armor, even on the red sections. You might want to put it underneath some of the rivets and things that are poking out of the armor. But what you want to do is you just, less is more basically. You want to add a little bit so that it, you know, it's quite striking, but it's not all over the armor. You're not really going crazy with it. Now, if you do find that you've applied too much, just wipe the excess away with a cloth before it dries and go again, basically. So just have your cloth next to you for backup. Step seven, and we're going back to the skin now. So what we're going to do is we're going to layer all the raised areas of muscle, and we're going to use a wash of Citadel Pallid Witch Flesh. Now, we don't mean a wash as in the type of wash you get from the Citadel paint range. If you're wondering what we mean by a wash, then if you go over to our blending and glazing video, it'll show you how to correctly make a wash out of that paint yourself. When you're applying this, it only wants to be applied to the protruding parts of the flesh and muscle, and you want to try and leave any recesses left with that subtle shading that we put in earlier. So it gives you the illusion of muscle definition. Now, you're going to need to be patient with this. Washing and blending on the skin will take time. Remember to apply really thin layers of the wash to the flesh you want to paint. Dry it in between coats with a hairdryer, because that stops your pigment in your wash spreading out and fixes it where you've put it. And, you know, you have to play this one by eye, so just keep applying the wash, dry. And when you're happy with the end result or happy with the way that that muscle or that skin stands out, move on to the next step. Now, the next step here, and to highlight the skin, we're going to be using Vallejo White Model Colour. We're going to put this on areas like the knuckles, the knees, raised areas of muscle. So, you know, like where you've got a big protruding muscle, if you paint a subtle streak of this on the top edge, or if you have any sharp creases in the skin, just pick them out with a bit of this model colour white. That's really all we're going to do to highlight this flesh, because it's really pale, really pallid skin, and we just want it to be very subtle. There's an extra effect that you can add in afterwards, and if you want to really redefine those muscular areas once you've highlighted, then what you can do is you can pin shade in between the muscle areas and in between the creases, so in all the recesses, with a 70-30 mix of Citadel Karaberg Crimson and water. It's really important with this that you only apply it in very, very fine lines on the areas between the muscles where the recesses already are. So if you're wanting to give those muscles real definition, it's a bit like a trick they used in the movie 300. They used shading to give the impression that, you know, all these guys had massive ripped muscles when, you know, they kind of did, but they made it look a lot better than it was. And you can do the same thing with this wash. Now, finally, on the skin, what you'll notice is there's some studs and spikes protruding from certain areas of the skin. Some of these Iron Golem models have got them in the arms, some in the legs. So what you need to do is you need to base coat those studs with the lead belcher that we used earlier, wash them with Nuln oil again, and then highlight them as we did before using Storm Host Silver. Step 8, and what we need to do now is we want to highlight the wraps that are on the weapon, on the weapon's grips. So the ones that we painted rust grey earlier, we're going to take a colour called Citadel Teclis Blue, and we're going to use a very thin edge highlight on the very edge of each wrap. Now, a lot of the wraps, the individual wraps, there'll be two edges available. Some of them that are being half gripped, they'll only have one. So just have a look up and down them. Make sure you're sort of paying attention to them. And you want to use that very fine tip on your brush again to pick out just the edge of each of these wraps with the Teclis Blue. Now, once you've done that, along the top edge of each wrap that is catching the light from above, you want to add a very fine highlight of Fenrisian Grey. And what that will do, it will just look as if the light is catching it. Step 9, right, nearly there. So what we need to do now is we want to add some finishing touches. So firstly, to sort of preserve your work, lock in the work you've done and protect the model for when it starts to get played with and handled, we're going to apply, using our airbrush, a few coats of satin varnish right the way across the whole model. So just relax with this, just go to town, make sure you get every bit of the model covered with it, you know, dry it with the hairdryer if you want to, and then go again. But you definitely want 3 to 4 coats of this satin varnish on this model. Try not to put it on too thick, because it will start to make the skin and things look shiny. So spray it from a decent distance, allow it to land on the model, and then just make sure when you're drying it in between coats, you're not making it too shiny. Now, once you've done that, going back to the areas of the armour that we've got in the iconic red colour, this time we're going to use our brushes and we're going to apply a thin coat of gloss varnish, because that metallic armour, we want that to shine and to stand out and to be quite reflective. So we're going to take, as I say, thinned coats. You might need a couple just to get that full sheen on that armour, but apply it nice and smooth, so you don't want brush strokes and brush marks in this. And then that'll create that lovely sheen on the red metallic armour, just making it really pop from the model. Okay, now once you've done that, all you need to do is base the model however you wish, and your model will be complete. For this model, you'll be able to see that we've quickly based it with a rough gravel granite effect. We've got like a cracked lava effect showing in there as well. We've got a really dark brown grass on there. Because we wanted it to look sort of quite mountainous, quite volcanic. But you can literally do anything you want with that. So just go to town and enjoy that part. So thank you very much for again taking the time to go through another one of our PDF tutorials. We hope that you're enjoying the content that we keep putting up for you. We're trying to vary it as much as we can, going from full models to quick tips to videos, you know, freehand, everything. So let us know what you think in the comments. Thank you very much, guys, again, and we look forward to seeing you on the next one.